With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Tel Aviv's Hostage Square early today, people cheered the news of an agreement to pause the fighting and release the remaining hostages. Deal brokered by President Trump, Heritage Foundation military analyst Brent Sadler says it is an historic moment.
It's very important for the families of the hostages. The Middle East could be turning a corner thanks to the leadership of President Trump, which again required a lot of forceful, strong hard power to get the group Hamas, which after all is a terrorist organization, to get to this point.
Sadler was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Nobel Committee has recognized a writer who has won its top award.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2025 is awarded to the Hungarian author Laszlo Krasznahorkai for his compelling and visionary oeuvre that in the midst of apocalyptic terror reaffirms the power of art.
That is Mats Malm, who is the permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy, who made that announcement earlier today. Officials say they have the man who started what became the Palisades fire. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Assayley told ABC 7 Los Angeles.
It smoldered underground for about a week until on January 7th, heavy winds caused this underground fire to surface.
There's a plan to furlough IRS workers.
The IRS will furlough nearly half of its workforce as part of a new contingency plan following the failure of the Trump administration and Congress to reach a funding agreement, leading to a second week of a government shutdown. The IRS says that most of its operations are currently closed. The IRS initially planned to stay open using funds from the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act.
That is correspondent Lisa Dwyer on Wall Street. It's slow going for the Dow. It's down 213 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans of faith about journalism. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they find that 45% of white Catholics and 44% of white mainline Protestants say they trust the country's traditional mainstream news sources, compared to just 29% of white evangelical Protestants. What's of note here is that less than half of any of those groups trust the mainstream media at all. And the poll also finds that large percentages of religious Americans don't pay any attention to the news at all. Michael Harrington reporting.
State governments continue to add non-Christian holidays to their calendars. California is the third state now to designate Diwali as an official statewide holiday. Diwali is celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, and Buddhists. The California law allows public schools and community colleges to close on that holiday. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Business Report.
Wall Street is hovering around record highs as a couple of high-profile companies reported their latest quarterly results. PepsiCo shares inched up less than 1% after the snack and beverage giant reported better-than-expected revenue in the third quarter. Delta Airlines also reported its latest quarterly results, easily topping analysts' third-quarter profit forecasts. Delta shares rose 5.8% pre-market, lifting other airline stocks with it. United rose 3.9%, while American jumped 4.9%. Trading has been relatively quiet recently, following the U.S. government shutdown now in its ninth day. The closure is delaying the release of several key economic reports that usually move the market. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.